This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
You guys hear about this like tourist submarine?
Yeah, new fear unlocked.
Yeah, really?
Well, I can't afford that fear, but it's okay.
The fear itself is about $250,000. So this submarine, I'm calling it a submarine, but it's really not. There's a more technical term for it. Anyway, it's you go down.
It's a submersible.
A submarine. And it goes down and you hover around the Titanic for a little while.
I think it fits five people. So there's a pilot and a know-it-all, so the person who's going to be pointing out all the things to you. And then you have...
Is that their title?
The know-it-all. The Titanic know-it-all. And then you have, like, three passengers who each paid $250,000 to be in there to see up close the Titanic and where it sunk.
Mo, you have any idea how far underneath the surface the Titanic is? How many feet? Try to take a guess on that.
No clue.
From a guy that's been to Maldives now and is very well schooled.
5,000.
5,000. 13,000 feet.
Wow.
They go down in this thing. 13,000 feet. And they, about an hour and 45 minutes into it, they lose communication with command, right? Now, it usually takes about 2 hours to get down there, 13,000 feet, but they're at 145 and all of a sudden they have no communication. So where does the story sit now? Right there. They have sent out rescue. They're looking for it, but it's really, really difficult to find, obviously, 13,000 feet under the sea and with no communication, really difficult to find them. So as far as we know, they've got enough air for like 96 hours. But we're already, 36 hours, almost 48 hours into it. So we're at a real critical time.
To give you a visual, too, this thing has about as much space inside as a minivan. It looks like a drainage tube. There are no seats. It is a not very big metal cylinder that you're sitting in. There's a toilet, but it's really like if you've ever been to the hospital and seen sort of the buckets they send you home with to go to the bathroom in. If you can't walk, it's like a handheld jug is as much as it can hold. They can't open it from the inside. They're bolted in from the outside. So even if they were to surface, if nobody can find them, they will still run out of oxygen unless somebody is able to find them and do it. And apparently, I haven't been able to verify this, but what I've seen on a couple of news sites is they communicate like via text with command. So it gets spotty when they go underneath, but usually they come back. So they don't know if they got trapped in the wreckage of the Titanic, if there was a mechanical fire on board. But apparently a few years back, a CBS reporter went on a small dive with them. They didn't make it very far. They had to resurface because of a mechanical failure, which the owner allegedly said, oh, that's, you know, typical. It's fine. So
typical.
Yeah, if you watch an interview, which I just retweeted from the Burt Show account with him, he talks about being very proud. There's stuff like from normal stores, like construction pipes or the ballasts. He buys stuff from like different outdoor stores for the like grip handles on the inside. The actual tube is they developed it with Boeing and I think NASA and the University of Washington. But other stuff is like... The reporter himself said it looked jerry-rigged.
I would rather go up and try my luck at space than I would the ocean. I'd rather go up on one of those missions. If you got $250,000, would you spend it going to Mars or would you spend it going down to the Titanic?
Okay, well, you're not touching down on Mars.
Well, wherever.
You're just going to be...
You're in outer space, whatever.
You're in outer space.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
I've been watching a lot of Blue Planet lately. And it's terrifying down there.
I'm going up to space because if things go wrong, it's going to blow up quick and I don't got to stress about it. This, to me, is terrifying.
Yeah, I'm going to space. And right. Space don't have the amount of creatures that'll kill you, too. as the sea does.
At least you know the CEO is on board as well of the submarine company who built it. So he is on okay. board with other passengers.
I was going to ask because I haven't heard who the passengers were.
There's a billionaire out of the UK. Okay. I forget his name. And then there's also the CEO of the company is on board. And I don't know the other passengers.
There's a billionaire on there. I am assuming that there's a better chance of getting rescued by that dude's people than the organizers of this actual submarine.
Probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Family's involved. Or right. If family's involved, they'd be like, that money's going to be.
Anybody check the papers?
Yeah, but they said there's seven ways to rise back to the surface in an emergency. So they have like seven emergency exit plans if anything happens so you can like get back to the surface.
Sounds like they needed an eighth.
Apparently, yeah. That's what's freaking me out. This is scary.
It sounds very scary.
I think there were reports that they might have made it down to the wreckage of the Titanic. So I'm wondering if they got caught in the wreckage and that's why they can't execute any of the emergency plans because they're stuck.
So are you taking the 250 and going to space or are you going down to the Titanic?
Oh, I'm going under the sea.
You're going under the sea.
I'm not going to space. I don't know what's up there. I know what's down below, though.
How about you?
No, I'm going to go up into space.
I'm going to space.
I know what's down there because I watch a lot of Blue Planet and I don't want no part of it.
I don't know. Trapped with people for 96 hours thinking that your life is on the line, I would just rather die instantly. Just blow it up in space.
The Burt Show.